In 1992, fewer than 2% of major American orchestra members were people of color. Some Dallas Symphony Orchestra members decided that would not do.
The whole mission of the program is to really change the culture and change that balance.
Jamie Allen is the DSO's education director. He says Young Strings was formed to teach black and Hispanic children how to play classical instruments like the violin or cello. The program offers mostly low-income participants free lessons by top teachers. Today, there's an almost even split of African-American and Latino participants.
We've had over 1,000 kids go through the program, and any given year these days, we have 200 students involved from grades 2 through 12. When it first started back in 1992, there were eight, as a total of eight, and so we've grown quite a bit from there.
To celebrate that growth in the program's 20th year, former Young Strings cellist Stamos Martin has written Do They Dream. This is an early electronic version. The DSO commission includes parts for all current and past Young String members, including teachers. Allen says Martin wrote simpler parts for young members and tougher sections for older ones.
Both the students and the teachers, when they first saw it, there was a bit of a gasp. They thought, oh my gosh, can we really do this? But they really persevered, and now they're really excited about it.
I was not interested in playing Mozart and Beethoven anymore. I still love Beethoven, but it was old music for an older time, and we need a new music today for our time.
Stamos Martin, who's black, says if he hadn't been picked for Young Strings back in high school, he's not sure he'd now be completing his PhD in composition.
I saw it as, you know, a vehicle for success, and that, you know, if I want to succeed in what I want to do, which is to play dual music in some serious fashion in the future, then this was an important step.
Well, it was my ticket out.
Catalina Simmons, a Frisco ISD music teacher, played with Martin in the Young Strings program years ago. Neither of her Mexican-born parents graduated high school as teenagers.
I knew for sure that I did not want to live the life that my parents had to live through. I wanted to get out of the East Dallas neighborhood that I lived in. All of my friends that lived in that same neighborhood were pregnant at 15, and I didn't want to be that.
Simmons says Young Strings, which she first joined when she was 8, changed her life. And now, one of her 8-year-old students auditioned and got picked for the program. The youngster may or may not pursue music as a career, but former Young Strings member Ashley Hunt says that's okay. The 32-year-old insurance broker thanks her Young Strings training for some of her business success.
It gave me discipline, a lot more discipline, a lot more ability to do reasonable judgment calls in kind of weird scenarios because I travel internationally currently. I have math abilities that I wasn't probably inclined to do math. And I think that had a lot to do with music.
Hunt attributes those life skills to Young Strings. And years of scientific research also suggests musical training is tied to improved reading and literacy skills and an ability to delay some cognitive challenges from aging. Hunt and others in this story will perform in this afternoon's world premiere of Martin's Do They Dream. Allen says live strings will make a world of difference compared to the electronic facsimile. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.